can't get a warm day ever at that place, can you?
Not really, no. You know, it's always an early meet. It tends to be cool. Yesterday, we go to the UNK indoor and it was 90 outside. So we knew that probably the rest of the season was probably going to be similar to what yesterday was. Had the wind not been blowing early, you know, it probably would have been a lot better. But it was a chilly day. I mean, it wasn't like unbearably cold, but it was chilly enough that, you know, we had to have a jacket on and stuff like that as coaches. I did drag a stocking cap out on occasion, not much hair on top of my head, so I had to cover it with something. So, it was a survivable day. You know, actually the distance guys probably liked it more than the sprinters. It was not really, it was not a great jumps and sprints day. More of a distance day yesterday. So distance runners really kind of liked it. They didn't have to worry about overheating yesterday.
You're battling some sickness a little bit, aren't you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. Quinn Taylor, he's our best returning hurdler. He was battling that all week, really, kind of. And yesterday, you know, he ran the 110s and just wasn't doing very well. So we elected to – Coach Taylor, his dad, you know, elected, you know, maybe we shouldn't run him in the 300s. And anybody knows Trevor, you know, that's a tough thing to do, is pull a hurdler out, you know, and he doesn't like to do that any more than anybody. But he knew probably better for Quinn not to run him, you know, because he wasn't going to be able to give the effort that he wanted to give, and his performance probably wouldn't have been real great. So I just elected to, you know, let him heal up, get him, you know, ready for next week. Hopefully be back and a healthier boy next week. So we had another young man, Blake Willis, got sick on the way down. He's a long triple jumper, probably our number one guy in both events, and also ran on our 4x4 and 4x1 yesterday. So he was having a big day yesterday. I think that affected him yesterday considerably. He didn't jump as well as he did the week prior. You know, the week prior he went to a national meet and jumped indoor. He jumped 21-4 last week, and you know, yesterday, of course, it was cool. He jumped in the 19s, but I know that him being sick did not help him either. So, and he's not the only one. We have several others that are battling those illnesses as well. So, you know, just that part of the season, you know, time of the year or whatever, those things do roll through. So, you know, we'll get through them, and we'll be healthier next week, we hope.
I know you're putting some relays together. You got all the 4x1, 4x4, 4x8. I know the 4x1, that's almost, besides Oliver Corbett, that's kind of an all-new group this year,
yeah,
isn't it?
You know, that's Coach Barry's baby, and it's a pretty new group. You're always looking for some different guys on there. Creighton, your estate, probably ran on that a little bit last year on occasion. I thought they ran really well. Had one bad exchange yesterday, where the outgoing runner had to slow down to get the baton, but still ran in the 45s. I think if they would have had, you know, some nice clean exchanges, they'd have been in the 44s. And I think that with the guys that we had running that, that's a very good time. I think that they can get that down in the 44s, and that would be exciting to see, and give themselves a shot maybe to qualify for the state meet as we go along. But I thought kids competed really well yesterday. 4x4, Blake Rodewald led that off for us. Blake Willis ran on that. Creighton Ureste ran, I think he was our third runner yesterday. I thought his leg, he ran a very strong leg. I thought he just hit the gas from the start and did not relinquish, and ran a really nice split. I think he was in the 54s. I think he had the best split on the day. And then Oliver anchored us with running a 55, and I know Oliver's not real happy with it, with his split. But again, he's got to remember that's kind of where we were last year at that same time. And you know, towards the end of the season, he's running in the low 51. So it just takes a little bit to get things rolling, you know. And sprinters like warmer weather, so as we get a little warmer, they'll run a little faster. So in the 4x8, I ran two of them yesterday. You know, we're just getting faster. There are some young guys on there. You know, Blake Rodewald led us off. He ran a 2:13 split. And then you know, Rambler Far ran on that, ran a 221. Rambler last year ran the 215 range. You just got to get him back in shape a little bit, learn how to run that, remember how to run that again. You know, Alec Vigneault ran on that for us yesterday. So, and then Jack Bates, we gave him a little shot yesterday to give him, you know, get a little speed out of Jack. So, you know, they ran 924, I believe, yesterday. So I'm hopeful to get that down. I'd like to see those guys run under that nine barrier. So I don't think we can get there. It's just going to take some time. They just got to get them in shape.
You've been doing this long enough that I know you see kids maybe first couple of meets maybe don't get the times and marks they want, but and maybe get a little frustrated. But you got, I'm sure you tell them, it's early. Let's not peak at the first or second meet of the season.
That's correct. You know, I told them that. We usually have a meeting, you know, day before a meet, you know, so we can organize them a little bit so they know when the bus is leaving, what they need to bring, you know, because kids really don't check the weather. You know, they get up in the morning and think it's going to be just like the day before. So we kind of cover that with them, what they need to bring, those kinds of things. Just kind of prep them a little bit. Some still don't listen very well. So show up in shorts, you know, oh, I didn't know it was going to be cold. Well, yeah, well, we covered that yesterday. But, you know, yeah, we don't want them to peak this time of year. We want them peaking, you know, May. And we cover that with them. And other things I tell them, you know, is boys in particular tend to, as they get older, they get better. And we see kids change events from just varieties of ways. Now, they get stronger and they get faster as they get older. We've seen that many, 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 many times where kids, you know, did not run as fast as freshmen as they do when they get to be juniors and seniors. That happens all the time. I'm just thinking a list of names that I could think of, you know, that happened with, you know, Weston Walgren being one, Lucas Gomez-Wilson being another. Those guys, when they were young sprinters and jumpers and runners, weren't as fast. But when they got to be seniors, they became very large contributors for us. So all I can tell these guys is that they've got to be diligent. They've got to keep working. Anything in life is something you have to work for. If you're just going to hang it up and be done, then you're not going to get any better at anything. So you got to be willing to push through and work for things. Otherwise, you just will enjoy where you are because it's never going to change. So I talk with them about that a lot. So hopefully, you know, once in a while, some of them listen. But, so, you know, we're going to continue to work and we're going to get better. I saw some nice things out of some of our young guys yesterday. You know, Cale DeWister, I thought he had a nice day yesterday. I watched him throw the shot put and he's just a young freshman guy. I thought he had very nice technique yesterday in a shot put. He's not throwing 50 foot by any means, but he had very nice technique. I thought the ball released nice out of his hand. I think that he has a great future as a track guy. So, you know, those are things I really enjoy watching, is seeing those things and how well they progress throughout their career as a track guy or any other sports. You know, I like watching them participate in other sports as well. So it's really fun to watch.
Got the Hainer invite coming up next week, Coach, right before the Easter weekend coming up, and always enjoy that. You got not only varsity, but JV kids. Everybody gets a pretty much chance to compete.
Yep, and that's something that we really enjoy about our first few outdoor meets. You know, like yesterday, we were able to compete six individuals in two relays, you know, so you could have two 4x1s, two 4x8s, two 4x4s if you really wanted, you know, and we could compete six individuals. The next week is the same. It's our home meet, so we don't limit ourselves to six. You know, if we had like 10 guys that wanted to run the 100 meters, we can do that because it's our own meet and we allow that to happen for us. So it's nice because we get to see them all same day on the same track, you know, in the same weather conditions, and it's really easy to compare and see where guys are at. So not that that doesn't change throughout the season, but that, and as a coach, you know, we have them all there at the same time. So that's always really nice to get that early meet so that way. So, and then after that, you know, things start to break up a little bit for us. So, pretty excited to have our meet next week. And, you know, typically we have some very good competition. So I don't think that'll be much different than what we've had in the past. Hopefully Mother Nature is kind to us. However, the last time I looked, it does not look like she's going to be. However, I did see a little rain chance in the forecast. That would be just lovely if we had that happen. I would stand in the rain all day if it would just actually do it. So if that has to happen on Thursday for our meet, then I will stand there. I'll have rain gear on, but I'll stand there.
We are to the point where we're begging and pleading. If you got track meets, either you go through it or you try it for another day. But we're at the point now with the weather, we're begging and pleading now.
You bet. You bet. I would stand there. You know, I've been to many track meets where I'd stand in a little rain, sometimes a little snow, and some wind. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would do that if we could get a little rain, for certain.
I know Holdridge is a team that always comes over. Lex has come over as well. And both those schools early have some pretty good kids.
They do. You know, Holdridge has some very good guys. They have some very good distance guys currently. You know, and Lexington always has some good distance guys. So it's going to be a tough meet. There's always some great competition. I think Hayes comes up. Colby comes up. Yeah, there's going to be some good competition. Just excited to see it, and you know, all we do is just keep working to get better. So, we'll have a little fun, get some work in. That's what people also need to remember, and kids need to remember that this should be fun. Now, that's not that it's not work, but it should be a lot of fun also. So, sports should be a good time. You know, that's why we like to do them. It's a lot of fun. So. As a coach, sometimes we forget that aspect, that it should still continue to be fun for the kids. And if we forget that, then it becomes too much of a job, and we don't want that for them. So, anyway, you know, it's going to be a good time next Thursday. You know, I know that you're not going to be there. We're going to have Mr. Gulkey will be the voice of the stadium for the day, but I know that he will do a nice job, probably get a reference of a horse race or two in there. So... we'll just have to see how that works. But, you know, it should be a good day.
Probably more than one or two times. It'll be throughout the day or
probably,
something like that.
Yeah.
No, he'll do a wonderful job. Yeah. 8 minutes, then I got another commitment to go to. But always a fun time with the Hayner invite.
Yeah, it would be a good time. I hope that he, you know, makes some call like come around the turn, you know, in the lead by a length. You know, that'd be kind of fun. We should have a good time. Yeah, get some great competition. Anybody out there that is looking for something to do on that day, I know that Mr. Nichols is still needing a little help with some events. So I told Mr. Nichols that I'd put a plug in. So if anybody would like to come and help with the meet, get a hold of Mr. Nichols. You can call the school, the high school, and get a hold of the AD's office. Talk to Christy Duggar, you know, Mrs. Duggar, that's Mr. Nichols' secretary. I know that... he would appreciate some help. If anybody that's looking for something to do, free on Thursday, and would like to come help out with a track meet, I know that he would appreciate the help. So, and so would we. You know, because it doesn't just happen that we have track meets. The volunteers that come and help really make the track meet occur. Without those people, we're not going to have the meet that we do. So if there's anybody that's looking for something to do, we would sure appreciate the help. So.